Parshas Noach begins. Ela told us Noach. Noach is tzaddik. Tomim hoya b'deroisav eser lekim ishalich Noach. Noach was a big Baal Madrega, which we'll discuss shortly. Lucky is a person which Baruch was made on him. Tzaddik, Tomim. Pasuk says, Eser Elokim Yisalich Noach. The Gro in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Aleph, the Biur HaGro and the Ramah quotes this Pasuk. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somid is a klal godol b'mailas tzaddikim. There's a klal godol in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mailas tzaddikim achieve their tzidkis is by being mekayim the concept of shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid. Says the Biur HaGro, as the Pasuk says, Eso Elokim hishalich noyach. The Gro learns the pshutei shel mikra is Noach's biggest madrega was, and I would say that's how he achieved his madrega's ruchnius, by walking with Hashem. Eser likim yisalich Noach, which the Gro explains, means he steigt through this midah of the Ramah, of shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. The Gro learns my pshat in the Ramah, that it's a klal gadol b'mailas tzaddikim, as we find by Noach. Obviously, he's learning posh pshutei shel mikra. Noach's madrigas were that he lived his life with the shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. The Gro brings another pasuk. Pasuk says by the Ovois, Yankiv Avinu refers eser likim asher ishalchu avoisai lefonov, that my fathers walked in front of him. Noach, the Ovis, achieved their madrigas by continuously living their lives with the continuous recognition that they're in the presence of Hashem. That's the way the Gro explains the basis of the Ramah. It's a big Musar Haskel and a big lesson for us. We see gewaltige madrigas that we can't bechlal b'mitzayir. How's the Shaykh achieve Ovis? Noach. The Gro tells us a secret. How they achieved it. When a person lives his life with recognition that he's in the presence of Hashem, he understands that Kachbolchu is creator, is with him. As the Ramah points out, his hanhogis are different when he knows he's in the presence of Hashem. And he understands his tafkid. He understands and he lives a life without a distraction, knowing that he's created by his creator, who he is in his presence, mushkach bayin, in a very direct way. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us at every given moment, watching us and observing us. Are we living up to the tafkid? Are we living the moment the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live? That's the way one achieves a madriga, becoming a tzaddik, becoming a tomi. What was this Madrig of Tzaddik? What's Madrig of Tomim? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Tzaddik b'maisov, Tomim b'drochov. He was a Tzaddik in his maisim, and he was a Tomim in his derech. What's the concept of being Tomim in a derech? What's the musig of a derech, being a Tomim in a derech? So the Rambam tells us, what's the concept of a derech? The Rambam in Hilchos Deis says, Yesh b'chlono 11 mitzvahs, 5 mitzvahs asei, v'shesh mitzvahs lo yisa asei. V'zo proton. What's the first mitzvah of Hilchos Deis? Lehidamois bidrochov. to go in the derech of Hashem. So the Rambam explains, he begins, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, Halacha Hey, Halacha Vov. The Rambam explains what we, in I would call it more common spoken yeshiva language, we refer to as midos, character traits. The Rambam calls that derech. And that's the mitzvah of b'chol drochecho do'ehu. And that's the mitzvah of that a person is mechuyev to go in the derech of Hashem. The Rambam elaborates much more on this in his Hakdama to Perusha Mishnayis on Masechta Avos, otherwise known as the Shmoyne Prokim. The Rambam, the Shmoyne Prokim, elaborates Ba'arichus Niflo'o. I mean, it's very mekutzer, but compared to Hilchas Deis, where Rambam puts it halacha lemaisa in encrypted halachas, the Rambam gives much more direction in the Shmoyne Prokim for a hashlama to appreciate how a person actually changes his character traits. But according to the Rambam, working on one's midos, refining and changing a person's character traits, that is the mitzvah of going in the derech of Hashem. And the mitzvah v'halachta b'drochav, it's a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa v'halachta b'drochav, to go in the derech of Hashem. Kach lomdu b'perish mitzvah zu. Mahu nikro chanun, afato heye chanun. Mahu nikro rachum, afato heye rachum. Mahu nikro kodesh, afato heye kodesh. V'al ze derech ze koro anavim lekel b'koloysa nakinuim, erech hapayim, rav chesed, tzadik, v'yosher, tomim, gibor, v'chozok. Lo hidia shem drochem toivim v'yeshorim v'chayev odom lahanig atzmei ben v'lidamis eilav kifikoi choy. In Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam is moine this, and the Rambam is very clear. The mitzvah isn't just to do actions of rachum, actions of chanun. Person has to, through his actions of rachmim, through his actions of chesed, of chanine, to create within himself a trait, a teva sheni. He has to make himself a rachum. He has to make himself into a chanun, into a goyim al chesed. Or all good midas that bring a person to derech Hashem. The Rambam over here includes in that also drochim of pazron, kamtson. Also, a person works on his character traits, going the derech haim tzois, the derech that leads him to Shleimus of Avidus Hashem, that's also included in the halacha of V'holachta B'drochav. Other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that the Ikar HaMitzvah is to do Maisim of Chesed. The Rambam learned Nishtazeh. The Rambam learned Lohedye, that the Maisim have to change a person's character and make him into a different person. That's the mitzvah. The person to uplift and change himself, Mahu Nikro Kodesh Afatoh Yeh Kodesh. To become a Kodesh, not doing actions of Kedusha. Mahu Rachum after Rachum, becoming a Rachum. On that line, the Rambam in Shmoyne Prokim says, he says on the famous Gemara of that a person shouldn't say Yefsherli Bipsar Chazir. Chazir meat is repulsive to me, and therefore I don't eat Chazir. I can't eat dam. Ugh. Blood sausages, Germans, they must be Michigan, Ganzen. It's so disgusting. No, that's not the right attitude. The attitude is, Efsher. Elisha Gozar Avisha Bashomai. The reason why I don't eat treif, not because I'm repulsed by it, it's because it's a mitzvah not to eat treif. I don't do Averis, it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu told me not to do Averis. Zok the Rambam, that's all legavi mitzvahs of ben odem lamokoy, mitzvahs that aren't given for the sake of changing a person's character traits. Zok the Rambam, over all mitzvahs of ben odem lachaveiro, of chesed, etc., hashavas aveda, For example, I'm giving, and more than that, the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tmura says, he says even Roiv Mitzvah Satayra, says most Mitzvah Satayra were given in order to change the character trait of a person. Zok the Rambam in Shmoyne Prokim, a person shouldn't have an attitude, well, I would want to be Noikim. I would want to be Noiter. Name. And these type of Averis, the mitzvah is to be nizhar from chet, and while being nizhar from chet, make it change your character. Be nizdaris in chesed, in rachmim, in chanun, chesed, ashavas aveide, zehirus from gezel. All these things are that a person should make a tevasheni. It's the moment of someone else. I have to be meshiv the moment of someone else. It's not mine. To be bereach from someone else's moment, ki bereach min ha'esh. To make it into a second nature. Second nature, first nature. To create a teva of the Adam. And that the Rambam says, in the end of Hilchas Tmura, that that's the purpose of many mitzvahs ha'Torah. To refine and uplift the person and change his whole character, who he is and what he is. And that's what the Rambam says in Shemayin Prokim. It's truly Gabi mitzvahs, which are gzeras melech, shatnis. Shouldn't say, well, the reason why I'm not wearing shatnis is because when you put the wool and linen together, it has a bad physical effect on a person, and therefore I don't wear shatnis. It creates Hashem Yirachem illnesses, and therefore I'm not wearing shatnis. Name. There's no issue with wearing shatnis, but kach goes alav yishev hashemayim. I'm not nimna from averis because of anything but goes alav yishev hashemayim, l'shem shemayim. But mashenkin mitzvahs of benodom l'chaveroi, it has to change and refine and change a person. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. But the mitzvah goof is it should change my mahus of who and what I am. And that's called a derech. Why is that a derech? Says the Rambam, Nikris derech zu derech Hashem. Vuhu shelomad Avrom avinu lebonov, shenemar yedativ, lemana sheyitzav esbonov esbeisei achrov, vishomru derech Hashem. Vayilech bederech zu, mevi toiv obroch al atzmoy, as the Pasuk says, shenemar lemana hevi Hashem al Avrom es asher dibro olam. A derech is something which it's not just an action a person does. It changes his path, his derech achayim. Mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lamokim could also have a room. A person could be misrachik from, should eventually be misrachik from all averis of Ben Adam Lamokim, treif, chazir, arayis, etc. Also from a place where he develops within himself that he's repulsed from chait, as yiras chait. But pshat is, a person could be repulsed from chazir, from arayis. And that's a very high madrega. But the repulsion comes from, because it's a chet. Because it goes against Gaza Aloy Ovisha Bashamayim. The repulsion doesn't come because, well, stam blood sausages, they're repulsive. Nay. It's taka repulsive. But it's repulsive because of the tumma, because of the chet, Shaboy. Those is the nekud. A person is repulsed by shatnis and scared of shatnis, yiras chet. Oh, but not because he's afraid that there's something physical wrong with it. Nay, that's I'll stand say the gomor. There's a braisa that tells the story of Rabbi Akiva. That the melech put him in jail. V'shigir eilov to zaynos. The Melech sent him in his cell two prutzes zoynis. The hasif ponav meyem for your makey kol halayla. He threw up. The next day, the Melech called in the zoynis, and they told him, "Whatever you'll do to us, you can do to us, but never put us together with this person again." He says, "Why?" How he was simply throwing up and throwing up the whole night. He was making fun of me. So the Melech called him in, and the Melech asked him. So he asked him in the way of the chienom bnei adam einam yelud isha v'chilo yelud isha ata. Says you're physical there. He says, how are you? Why are we so repulsed in that? What, explain your behavior. So he told the Melech, ma'ase shem doimim olai kishkotzim v'ramosim. They're repulsive to me, like shkotzim, like a cockroach, like things which I can't be sorry for. No. What's pshat Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was Purish from Chet because Pashit was like Shkotzim v'Ramosim. I thought whatever the Melech understood, Mishkanaf Kemina. Rabbi Akiva was repulsed. Rabbi Akiva, that a baskel came out at his death. Sheguf chotor b'chol minei tahara had such a yearning for kedusha and for tveikus and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that chet that would take him away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that would be metamehim, was repulsive. He couldn't be soivel it. But what couldn't he be soivel? He had sensory issues. It couldn't be soivel a negia. Nay. He couldn't be soivel the chet, the richuk from Aviv Shabashomayim, the tumah. He couldn't be soivel. He was repulsed by the tumah, by the chet, and that's perfectly okay. Now, Adarab, that's a very high madrega of a yiras chet. The person is yori from chet like it's fire, like it's eish. Mitzvahs of Benon L'Chavir are much more, and they're different. It's not Bishas Maise, it's not just because the Dveikus of Asiyas Ritzoyne is Borach, Meshiv Aved because it's Asiyas Ritzoyne is Borach, which is also true. The Mitzvah Shir Ashirim is Marich, that the Shleimus of Avodas Midas also has to have the initial intention of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Shleimus of Midas. And that's Takav Alach to Bedrochav, the Yidamis Bedrochav, to have perfect character traits in order to be Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the change of character traits has to become a natural input by a person. Pshat is, he wants to do good. He doesn't want to cause pain to a friend. He can't see a creature in pain. Tzar Bali Chaim. He has Rachmim, he can't see a Chavr suffering. He won't speak Lashon Hara or negatively about someone because he respects people be'emes, and he won't be mitzar someone because he can't be soivel to someone in pain. Mitzvahs of Benon Chavar have to change a person, uplift a person, they have to become part of his derech. Kedusha is also a derech, the Rambam says. And it's not the main point I want to point, but I'll just mention the Rambam. Once I'm speaking about a derech, the Rambam, the end of Sefer Kedusha. How does Rambam finish off Sefer Kedusha? Sorry. No, not Sefer Kedusha, but Radi Hilchos Malachim. Sefer Kedusha finished with Hilchos Shmita. The Rambam says that a person has to be mechanech. Rambam speaks about the halacha of this is the end of kedusha. Hilchumach kolos asuris halacha chav ches. Aval pishen bezin metuvin lahafrish sakotin mitzvah laoviv ligor boy v'lahafrish kedei lachanchoi bekedusha shenemar chanuch lenar al pi darkoi. The Rambam says, what's chanuch lenar al pi darkoi? Lachanchoi bekedusha. Kedusha is also a derech. Person trains himself to be sensitive to kedusha, to be misrachik from tuma. It has to become a teva by a person that he yearns to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's pained by tumor. He doesn't want to go away. And that's a derech. It takes a training. It's a lifetime nekuda. And that's where chinuch. The Rambam says, Shenemar chanuch lenar al pi darkoi. What mitzvahs are included in chanuch lenar al pi darkoi? Things which are supposed to become a character trait by a person. A teva sheni, kedusha is a derech hachayim. It's not just a mitzvah, a specific action. Noach was a tzaddik b'maisov, v'tomim b'drochov. He was a tomim in his derech. What was tomim in his derech? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says how for the whole year in the teva, he didn't rest at all. He was torud. Gemara describes how he was torud 24/7, taking care of the chayas. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just put him in the teva to save him. Didn't just put him in the teva to save him and all the creatures of the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tafkid to fulfill. During that year, Gemara says Noach was being meki dam. He was throwing up blood from his exertion. He worked for a whole year, serving every single type of creature, bringing each creature its type of food, taking care of everything and everyone in a way that physically impossible, as Ramban points out, it was a neis gomor. But mitzad noyach, the Gemara describes, he worked his head off. Part of the tzitkis that Noach had to achieve in Tishtaig Mor was going through a process of shleimus in being tomim in his derech. He was a tzaddik b'maisov and he was a tomim b'drochov. Meshechochma points out, Smaach Meshechochma has in many places. Meshechochma points out, well, Rishonim already bothered. Over here, the pasuk says Noach was the ish tzaddik tomim hoya b'deraisa. And then when Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Noach and he tells him boy lateva, what does he tell him? Ki ois chalavad reisit tzaddik. Ki ois chalitzit tzaddik defone b'dor hazeh. Chazal Rashi brings v'loy nemar tzaddik tomim. The pasuk previously says that he was a tzaddik tomim. Says Rashi, "Mikan shem miksas shvocha shel adam befonov, u'kuloi sheloi befonov." You don't say kol shvocha shel adam befonov. Zokt meshechochma. There's another nekuda here. There would have been a dibur from Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes away bechira. Yes, mahalach meshechochma. It's a deep idea. Like, I don't want to elaborate on this nekuda, because it's not our sugya. But then it could, rather, what the outcome of the vart, he says when there's a deep, when a yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take away Bechira, obviously, based on the Rambam and the Chashuva, but a yediyah of Abosar Vadom takes away Bechira when it comes as a nevuah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the nevuah to a nivra, becomes Kadosh Baruch would have told Noach, tzaddik tomim, it would be a fact. Tzaddik, when Kadosh Baruch told him tzaddik, it became a fact. Noach was a tzaddik tomim. He was tomim b'drochem. His midis were special. But Kadosh Baruch says the Meshechochma wanted him to shtaig even more throughout the whole year in the Teva, perfection itself with Midas. And that was still in front of him. When a Kajmok would have told him Tzadik Tomim Bifanov, would have taken away his Bechira on steiging in working out his Midas. Kajmok told him Tzadik. But Kajboku didn't tell him Tomim, not to take away the Bechira on that. Because during the year of the Mabul that Noach was making Dam and he had to work his head off, it was in order to perfect and bring Noach to Shleimus in his Darga of Tomim, Bedrochov. Every Ben Torah has to know. He has to try to be Mitzadik his ways, to become a Tzadik, and also to become a Tomim. We have to look out for opportunities, and we have to look within ourselves, where and what we have to perfect ourselves in changing our character traits. Now, changing character traits is not just what looks glorious, you know, on the outside, being a Bal Chesed and being a Meitiv, a Toivu Meitiv. That's one point of character traits. But if you learn Shemoneh Prokim with Rambam, you see the character traits have a very wide definition. A person works on Zrizus, and therefore he forces himself to do things swiftly, to wake up early. Following a pattern of the Rambam, that a person who has to work on one midah has to go to another extreme for a certain period of time. That's also a mitzvah d'oraisa v'halachta b'drochov. Rambam speaks about someone who's a pazron, someone who spends money too quickly, or someone who's a kamtzon, who doesn't know how to spend. I'm not speaking about on others, even on oneself. There's many character traits which seemingly lav dafka are included others, and that's all include. Rather, it's the person's own shleimus. Person has to work on his self-esteem, to believe in oneself, in his capabilities. That's also a mitzvah d'oraisa v'halachta b'drochov, doing actions that would build his self-esteem. Another person has to work on his gaiva, has to work on noticing other people. What I'm saying is very important. If you learn Rambam Hilchas Deis, Shmoneh Prokim, one learns that character traits which are mechuyev, one has to build oneself to be a tomim, b'drochov, is any mahalach which he has to work on, which will bring him to a greater madrega in avodas Hashem, which even eventually, every shleimus of a midah, be it parzron, be it kamtzon, being atzlon, being zoriz, someone finds himself, the Rambam in Shmoneh Prokim is very clear. There's things which a person finds himself to a baltaiva. Baltaiva meaning not even bachet. He finds himself that he's shakua in taivis oilam hazeh. And then the Rambam has another person who doesn't care, who's a sagfar. The Rambam says it's as bad of a midah as a baltaiva. There's the derech hamitzoyis, which is the derech Hashem. Working on one's perfection of character traits is a mitzvah esi d'oraisa and a chiyuv gomor. And that's the midah of tomim. Ben Torah has to look out for opportunities to grow, and he has to look within himself what are the areas he has to grow. I'll even add, one person has an issue of being more orderly, working on Seder. Another person is extreme, fanatic, Swiss German, almost in everything, you know, has to fit, you know, as they say, the Yiddish phrase of fear kantik, you know, everything is in a box, you know, which is a little, you know, has to be a bit more flexible. One person, everything is wishy-washy, another person is so rigid. That's all included in being Tomim Bedrochov, working on one's character traits, which is a chiyuv gomer, and that's the shleimus of a person. Tzadik Tomim, Tzadik B'maisov, and Tomim B'drochov, which we all have to aspire to achieve. Shabbos.